And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to the Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast, and it is game day. The Ravens are at the bank in Baltimore. Welcome in the Jaguars to town. Josh, what's going on, man? You ready for this?
Oh, dude, I got the eye black on, the gears on. It's ready, buddy. It's game day.
All right, here we go, Josh. Tell us, what are the keys to the game here? The Jags are coming in, same record as the Ravens, 2-6. How do the Ravens get over this hump? How do they get their third win of the season?
It's simple, man. You got to cut down on the passing yards. We defensively, we know how we're 29th ranked in pass defense. We got to stop Blake Bortles. I mean, he's got some weapons back there. T.J. Elden, he can catch the balls out of backfield. They got Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson. These guys are zinged up, but they can make plays, man. And we know Julius Thomas, they signed him in the offseason. Hasn't really panned out, but... And Blake Bortles has come to his own this year. He's had a solid, solid year so far, and given his year too. So I'm really excited to see how their offense performs against our defense, because we already know our defense is atrocious, but we already know it's one thing is certain is the Ravens have been solid against the run. Only Le'Veon Bell broke a 100-yard streak, and obviously he's out for the year. It wasn't our doing, but he's out for the year, so... We know how we're against the run. We're solid. We're going to make them one-dimensional, but that's what sucks because they know it's coming. And the key to the game is we cannot be passive. If it's fourth and one, we got to start going for it. What do we have to lose? I mean, it's not like a playoff spot's at stake, right? I mean, you can't be in the red zone third and goal at the five. Let's say we throw it incomplete or to run and get stuffed. No kicking field goals at the five-yard line. Fellas, if I see that on Sunday, I'm going to be so disgusted I might even vomit. We got to stop that. That's the keys. I mean, it's simple. And when the offense is fired of football, I want to see more intensity. We got to execute plays better. I want to see catching better. I like to see Marlon Brown not in the starting lineup, which is great. Today, I really can't wait to see how it unfolds. I mean, the keys are really simple. And we talked about it and touched it on the podcast this week on the Purple Friday preview, Brandon. But we talked about this. The center position is going to be key in the injuries because this line's going to have to hold up. We have to exchange the ball well, no sloppiness, and I can't wait to see Justin Tucker do some hotline bling dances, making some field goals out there, man.
I'm cool with Tucker dancing, maybe just not to that Drake song, though.
Dude, that was fun. And that song's been the hit this week, and my coworkers are had enough of it already. But dude, I've been having fun with that one. But again, we just got to bring the fun and the swagger back, and I think we can carry the moat. Even if it has been a bye week, I can't wait to see how fresh we are. Mm-hmm. We have a Jaguars team coming in here who's been up and down, and you know, let's take it to them. I think with the energy and finding the energy in the stadium, I can't wait to see another sellout crowd here and be a playoff game. And it's a great Sunday afternoon, and I really can't wait to get after it and see this team full tenacity with a week off and seeing how refreshed they are. And I really think that it's going to be all steam forwards. And you know, to get to my game team prediction, I have to stick with the trends until the Ravens prove otherwise. You know what, Brandon? I'm not going to predict a 10-point game, whether it's a win or loss, because I'm going to stick to a one-possession game. I see the Ravens are going to win by three. Again, the slimmest of margins by three. I'm giving the edge to Justin Tucker at home. I'm saying 30-27 Ravens today.
I like where your head is at. I'm right there with you. I think the Ravens are going to be able to come out on top. And again, I think it's on Tucker. I think it is a 3-point game. We've seen it in the past this season. You know, this team can flip-flop, can go all over the place, but I think they'll be able to squeak by with another win, and I think it's going to rest on Justin Tucker's foot, and I think we'll be okay. But, yeah, I definitely am seeing a Ravens win for this one. I'm expecting a big game out of Joe Flacco. I want to see more from Justin Forsett. I want to see him do what he does best. And Buck Allen, I think he's had a great season. It's going to continue on through this game. So I think we're ready to go, man. You ready to get us ready for this game?
Oh, we're ready, man. We're about to make our descent. I'm actually welcoming my friend in. He's got one of the tickets with me today. He used to play in the band, believe it or not. He's not with me, so we can't interview him. But yeah, he's on his way. He actually lives in Salisbury.
Oh, he's making the big trip up.
He is. And how I met this guy, long story, give you a background, is, make a long story short, is when I went to the two playoff games last year, remember I went to Pittsburgh and New England back to back? this guy was with me on those bus trips, and I met him, and he did the same thing. He trucked up from Salisbury, Madison, and Baltimore and Harford counties, respectively, and we made the trek out to Pittsburgh and New England, and he was gracious enough to take the extra ticket this weekend with me, and he's driving all the way from Salisbury, so we're just awaiting his arrival for some tailgating, and really can't wait to get after it. So, again, you know, they come afar, they come near and afar, man, but Ravens Nation is spread out, man.
I love it, man. I love it. So here we go. Ravens, Jaguars, Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much, man. Guys, as we talked about, it's game day. Really can't wait to get after it. If you're all down here, hit me up. We're in lot each. If not, you always can come down. More than welcome to throw some cornhole toss. We got it all going on, man. The music's playing. We're having a great time. You know, enjoying some good old November Sunday Ravens football the way we want to do it. And we're going to root hard on our third win. We feel it, and I feel the energy. I mean, people are buzzing. I mean, you wouldn't think it's the Ravens are 2-6, but we love our football no matter what. When we get a chance to have a home game, we do it right. And the keys of the game are simple, and we know what is at stake. Win number 3, we got to get it done. We got to get it done if we want to accomplish something great that's never been done. So with that being said, let's Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high to a victory today.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.